Okay, when people used to have coal furnaces, like in the basement, they had to have something to put the coal in to carry it from the pile over to the furnace to throw it in. What did they call that thing, that container that they carried?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a coal scuttle?
I know what I have for the stuff.
Okay. on an old-fashioned iron kind of stove, you know, sits in the corner. What do you call that thing that runs from the stove up through the ceiling?
A smokestack.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, what do you call a little small vehicle that you push that a lot of people have to help with their yard work and stuff, and sometimes has three wheels and sometimes just has one wheel in front?
A wheelbarrow.
What do you sharpen a scythe on? Do you know what a scythe is? Okay, what do you sharpen a pocket knife on? You've got this little thing in your hand and you sharpen a pocket knife like this.
I don't know what it's called.
Have you seen one?
We've got one, but I don't know what they call it.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called. Just a knife sharpener is all we ever call it.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a whetstone?
Uh-uh.
Okay. They used to have great big stones like this for sharpening large knives. It'd go around and around like this. You kind of pump it and it'll go around. Have you ever heard a name for that?
No.
Okay. Okay, I drove over here in a what?
Car.
Okay. When did you learn to drive?
When I was about 14.
Okay. Tell me that. Did your daddy teach you or your mother?
Yeah. I had never driven before, and I'd always wanted to, so my dad took me out to the country. Mother and my brother and my dad and I went out to the country. And he put me behind the wheel. He was brave, I guess, because we had power steering and power brakes. And I just kind of threw everybody through the windshield and I'd stop or something, but he just, you know, took me where there wasn't anybody else.
Yeah.
And I learned how to drive.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
Not long. I learned how the first time, so it really was easy.
Did you, how fast did you go?
Very slow. About 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Or 20. It wasn't. After I got used to it, you know, that day, I was going speed limit, but
yeah,
I was kind of scared to.
What was the hardest thing about learning to drive?
Staying on my side of the road. I think that's about the hardest thing it was.
I'm going to put the mic on this thing right here. It's a pretty sensitive thing. Okay. Has anything ever happened while you were driving that really scared you a lot?
I was driving from Houston not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
And everybody else was asleep. My dad was sitting up in front with me. My mother and brother were in the back laying down sleeping. And I'd driven most of the way. My dad drove about 40 miles and I drove the rest of the way home.
Uh-huh.
And it was, you know, real. The sun was shining in and now I don't know what you call that. All of a sudden I don't know what you call anything.